This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechta Shviyas, Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph. Klal Godol Amu Bashviyas. A general rule was said regarding the produce of Shemitah. Kol HaMiyuchad L'Maychal Adam. If the produce is normally used as food for people, Ein Oisin Mimenu Malugma L'Adam. Then it may not be used for making medicinal bandage, even for people. The Ein Tzarich Loimar LaBehema, and certainly not for animals. V'chol She'enoy Miyuchad L'Maychal Adam. If it is not normally used as food for people, but for animals, oisin mimenu melugma la'odam, then it may be used as a medicinal bandage for people, avalo la'behema, but not for animals. V'chol she'enu miyuchad lo la'maychal adam v'lo la'maychal behema, if it is not specifically used for either, Chishiv olav l'maychal adam u'l'maychal behema, and he thought to use it for both, nois nin olav chumrei adam v'chumrei behema, then it has the stringencies of people food, which may not be used for medicinal bandages, and of animal food, which may not be cooked. Chishiv olav le'etzim, if he thought to use it for firewood, hare hu ka'etzim, then it has the laws of firewood. Kigoin hasira, this includes wild rosemary, vehoezov, hyssop, vehakornis, and oregano. And that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Shviyas, Perkhes, Mishnah Beis. Shviyas nitno lachilo ulishtiya ulasicho. Shmita produce may be eaten, drunk, or rubbed on one's skin. Le'echol dover shedarker le'echol. One may eat things as they are normally eaten, either raw or cooked, depending on their normal usage. Ve'losuch dover shedarker losuch. And rub them on his skin as they are normally rubbed. Lo yosuch yayin v'chaymetz. One may not rub wine or vinegar, since this is not its normal use. Avosach hu es hashemen. But one may rub oil. V'chein batrumo u'b'maiser sheni. The same is true of truma and maiser sheni. Kal mehem shivias shenitno ladlokas haner. Shmita is more lenient since its oil may be used in lamps, whether it is tahar or tameh, whereas truma oil may be lit only if it is tameh, and maaser sheni only if it is tahar. And that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechta Shviyas, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel, Ein Meichin Perish Shviyas, Lo Bemida, V'lo Bemishkol, V'lo Beminyan. Even when Shemitah produce may be sold, it must be sold in an unusual way to show that it is special. So therefore, it may not be sold by exact size. It may not be sold measure or number, but only by estimate. V'lo te'enim b'minyan. Figs may not be sold by number, even though they are normally sold by weight. V'lo yarek b'mishkol. And vegetables may not be sold by weight, even though they are normally sold by number. Beishamai Oimrim af lo agudais. Beishamai said that vegetables may not be sold in bundles. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim es shedarkoi le'egod babayis oigdin oisei bashuk. Beis Hillel said that vegetables that are normally brought home in bundles from the field may be sold in bundles in the market. Kigain hakereshin v'neitz hecholov. This includes leeks and parsley, and that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechta Shviyas. Perek Ches Mishnah Dalet. Ha Oimer La Poyel, Hey Loch Isize Ulkoitli Yerakayim Sechari Mutter. If a person gives a worker a coin as wages for picking vegetables, the money does not receive the sanctity of Shemitah. Likoit li by yerek hayayim secharai oser. However, if he gives the coin in return for vegetables that the worker picks, this is considered paying directly for the vegetables, in which case the money does receive the sanctity of Shemitah. Lokach min hanachtoim kiker bepundiyain. If a person took a coin's worth loaf of bread from a baker and told him that he would bring him vegetables from the field, it is permitted since it is considered as if they gave gifts to one another. Lokach mimenu stam, lo yishalim lo midmei shviyis. However, if he took the loaf of bread on credit without saying anything, he may not pay him with Shemitah produce. She'ein payuin chayv midmei shviyas, since Shemitah produce may not be used to pay debts. And that's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechta Shviyas, Perek Ches Mishnah Hey. Ein Naisnin. You may not use Shemitah produce in order to pay lo levayo, a water pit digger, velo lebalon, nor a bathhouse keeper, velo la sapor, nor to a barber, velo la sapon, nor to a boat keeper. Avol noisin hu labayer lishtois. However, it may be given to a water pit digger in exchange for water that the digger provides from his pit. Ulakulan hunaisein matnas chinam. Or as a free gift to any of these people, even though he knows that they will offer their services sort of like for free in return, but that's okay, and that is the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Shviyas, Perek Ches Mishnah Vav. Te'enim shel shviyas, ein koitzin oisan ba mukze, avo koitze oisam becharbo. Shemitah produce is permitted, but it must be picked and processed in an unusual way. So Shemitah, that's what the Mishnah says, Shemitah figs may not be cut down with the knife specifically used for fig picking, but they may be cut down with a sword. Ein dorchin anovim bagas, avol derech hu bo areva. Grapes may not be squeezed in a wine press, but they may be squeezed in a tub. Ve ein oisin zesim babad uba koitev, avol koiseish hu umachnes la bodeda. Olives may not be pressed in an olive press or under a beam, but they may be crushed and then put into a mini press. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af toichen hu bebeis habad, umachnes le bodedo. Rabbi Shimon said that they may also be grinded in the olive press house and put into a mini press. And that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Shviyas, Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin. Ein mevashlin yerek shel Shviyas b'shemen shel truma shelo yevienu l'dei pesul. Shemitah vegetables may not be cooked with truma oil, since this might cause the truma to become forbidden if it is left until the time of Biur. Rabbi Shimon Mater, Rabbi Shimon permits this. Va'achrein, achrein, nitpas bashvias. Ve'ha pri atzmai oser. If Shemitah produce is traded for another food, the sanctity of Shemitah applies to them both. If that other food is traded for a third food, and that, let's say, going on to a fourth one and so on, the sanctity of Shemitah applies only to the original Shemitah produce and to the final one for which it has been traded. That's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechet Shviyos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches. Ein loikhin avodim v'karkois uvehema temeya medmei Shviyos. Money received for Shemitah produce may only be used for food and drink, which then receives the sanctity of Shemitah. One may not use money received for Shemitah produce in order to buy slaves or land or non-kosher animals. V'im lokach yoichal kenegdon. If he did so, he must buy the same value of food and treat it with the sanctity of Shemitah. Ein mevien kenei zavim, the kenei zavais, the kenei yoldas, midmei shviyas. One may not use the money to buy korbanos, such as the two birds offered by a zav, or a zava, or yoledes. V'im hevi yoichal kenegdon. If he did so, he must buy the same value of food and treat it with the sanctity of Shemitah. Ein sochin kelim b'shemen shel shviyas. One may not rub Shemitah oil on utensils. V'im soch yoichal kenegdoi. If he did so, he must buy the same value of food and treat it with the sanctity of Shemitah. Masechta Shviyas, Perg Ches, Mishnah Tes. Or, Shesochli, B'shemin Shel Shviyas, Reb Eliezer Oymer, Yedolik. If leather was rubbed with Shemitah oil, Reb Eliezer said that the leather must be burnt when the time for biur arrives. V'chachomim oimim yoichal kenegdoi. The Chachomim said that one must buy the same value of food and treat it with the sanctity of Shemitah. Omru lifnei Rabbi Akiva. Oimer hoya Rabbi Eliezer or shesochoi b'shemen shel shviyas yedolik. When they told Rabbi Akiva that Reb Eliezer said this, Omar lehem shesayku. He said to them, be quiet. Loi oimar lechem masher Reb Eliezer oimer bay. I do not want to tell you what Reb Eliezer really said. Since Reb Eliezer was far more lenient than this, and Reb Akiva did not want to reveal the extent of how lenient he was. And that's the end of Mishnah Tes. Masechtas Shviyas, Perek Ches, Mishnah Yud. V'oid Amru Lefanov, Oimer Hoye Reb Eliezer, Ha'oichel Pas Kusim, Ka'oichel Basachazer. They also told Reb Akiva that Reb Eliezer said that the bread baked by Kusim is forbidden like Chazer. Omar Lohem, Shesaiku. Here too, Rabbi Akiva replied, be quiet. Loi, oimer lochem, masher Rabbi Eliezer oimibai. I do not want to tell you what Rabbi Eliezer really said. And that is the end of Mishnah Yud. Masechtas Shviyas, Perek Ches, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mirchatz shehusko b'teven o b'kash shel shviyas. Mutter lirchait ba. If the water in a bathhouse is heated by burning the straw of Shemitah, one may still bathe there. V'im mischashevu hareze lo yirchait. However, an important person must not bathe there because we're concerned others will learn from him to be lenient with the laws of Shemitah. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.